new boys wrestling coach at McCook High School, just named. Congratulations out to assistant Skylar Kalinske. He is the new head wrestling coach. Skylar in studio. Congrats. You've always wanted to be a head coach, haven't you?
I don't know about always, but yeah, thank you. I'm excited for the opportunity that was given to me by the school and Mr. Nichols, and yeah, I think it'll be a fun adventure, fun new adventure.
When Coach Umshai did his final interview with us, and I guess the announcement, I didn't see the announcement. I saw it on social media. You see everything on social media, but I saw where they were looking for a new head wrestling coach. So I texted Coach, "You're leaving? You're stepping down?" He said, "Yeah, at the beginning of the season." You guys kind of knew in advance that this was going to be it.
We had kind of talked about it. We had, you know, a couple short meetings about it. Mm-hmm. And I had expressed my interest in it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I told him that I would definitely do it. And, you know, if I could keep the same help, obviously, because, mm-hmm. you know, I like all those assistant coaches. They're great guys, great coaches, great teachers. But yeah, we kind of started talking about it at the beginning of the year. And, you know, it wasn't a simple deal, obviously. You know, there's a lot of hoops to jump through for mm-hmm. something like that. But it all worked out in the end.
You love your wrestling. You have since you were a kid. You still, you know, not only, you know, varsity high school, but you are involved heavily with the kids program. So, man, you've watched so many kids grow up with wrestling. You've coached them in high school and then move on their way. So many kids over the years, haven't you?
Oh, tons of kids. Yeah, I took over the club program, I think, almost 12 years ago now when I got back from college. Been involved with the program, the club program, high school program. Ever since I was probably kindergarten age, you know, mm-hmm. been wrestling. And, yeah, kind of one of those deals where you've been there, done it, and it's easy to say, but it's harder for a kid to understand that you've also been there and done mm-hmm. it, you know. But it's very rewarding to have been there and done it and then help other kids to achieve their goals and reach higher goals than I might have reached.
That's got to help you in your conversations with kids, especially maybe – even elementary, junior high kids, maybe a little frustrated, maybe not winning or something like that, that, hey, I've been there, done that. It takes a little time. Have patience. And it's tough for young kids to do that, huh?
It is. It's extremely tough. It's tough for kids, tough for their parents, mm-hmm. tough for the coaches. Yeah, wrestling's one of those sports where it takes time. Not too often do you see a kid walk off the street and just all of a sudden succeed at wrestling. It takes a lot of work and a lot of patience.
You mentioned you'd like to keep your coaching staff. I take it, have you talked to the guy, a lot of your guys, say, hey, are you going to be there with me, or I'd like to have you around? What have they said?
Yeah, they didn't throw any fits. You know, they didn't say, nope, we're not going to coach for him. No, they're very excited. I've had talks with a couple of them, and they seem super excited and supportive and, you know, ready for a new era of McCook wrestling.
You bet. Coach Taylor, Coach Kalupa, gosh, I'm missing.
Coach Hahn, Coach Stone.
Yeah, Colton, sure. Yep. Yeah. And I'm sure you have a few others, you know, that help probably in the little kids, to help you out that maybe not in high school, but to help with the little kids program too, don't they?
Oh, tons, yeah. We're very blessed to have such a good backing from some of the dads mm-hmm. in the community, the wrestling community. Couple of the name like John White and Josh Brown, Caleb Morgan, Clay Kobza, Tyrell Riggs, and there's tons and tons that I could name off. So I'm sure I'm forgetting some. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those guys make my life a lot easier.
Fun season this past year. Had a good group, had a good senior bunch to really work with, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, it was a bittersweet moment at State. Those seniors were actually, that was their first year wrestling, my first year taking over the club. So you know, their parents are kind of like saying that, you know, you raised these kids, and I don't know about that. But but yeah, I've you know, haven't had to coach a season without those guys yet. So next year will definitely be a strange one without that group of seniors there.
But we're just seeing the numbers. I know Miranda here at the radio station, she has a boy that's a junior high kid. Just seeing the numbers, there's a lot of boys that are interested in high school wrestling, getting to high school wrestling here in the years to come, aren't there?
There is, which is very exciting. I didn't get a total count this year, but I know last year in our club, we were upwards of 130 kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the numbers just seem to continue to grow, which is great. for McCook in our program. You know, here in a couple years, we might have to start talking with the school about getting a bigger wrestling room, just because there's going to be so many kids, I hope, fingers crossed, that come up to the high school level.
Well, the girls, is those numbers are increasing every year, too.
Yes, that they say it's the fastest growing women's sport in America is girls wrestling. And I had a talk with some of my club coaches about that, too, is, you know, hopefully in a couple years we'll have to start figuring out maybe another place to have girls practice, you know, for the club. So, yeah, it's expanding a lot.
Is your club season done, or are you still going with a few more meets now?
There's still a couple meets they can attend, but as far as the club's season, it is done. It just got over this last weekend with USA State and Grand Island.
All right. I'm sure you saw a lot of progress from those kids from start to finish, didn't you?
We did, and it's always fun to see, you know, how far they come from the beginning of the season. And usually towards the end of the season, some of the kids take some lumps, but what they don't realize is they're taking lumps at a very high level, you know, at state duels and at the state meet. But, you know, you go from wrestling the Bison Brawl here in McCook, you know, at a very local level to wrestling at the state level. It's a big jump, and it kind of shocks some kids at times, but that experience on the mat at those tournaments is huge for those kids, especially when they return next year. And then they start kind of staying away from the local stuff and going to all the big stuff. And that's where you really see them jump levels.
Well, Coach Umscheid coached you, and now you were assistant coach under him. It's going to be a little different not have him in out there. I'm sure he's probably said, I'm not going to totally stay away. Of course, he's going to help in your junior high ranks, which really, really helps, doesn't it?
It's going to help tremendously. We're going to have, you know, almost a direct tie from club wrestling to junior high wrestling to high school wrestling with McCook's program now, and it's going to be huge for the program. And yeah, I don't think there's any way we'll keep Coach Umscheid away from the room. I don't know if anybody could keep him away from the wrestling room. He's done it for so long, and I was lucky enough to be coached by Coach Umscheid for, you know, the majority of my wrestling career, and then lucky enough to kind of be taken in under his wing as far as coaching goes.
Well, it's nice that the school, you're not a teacher at school, you work at MPPD, that your place of business and the schools can work it out and everything, allow you to get away from practices and get away from meets and stuff like that.
Yeah, I am grateful that my job at McCook Public Power District, they seemed very supportive of this decision. I talked to them, you know, before I took the job, and they seem very excited. They're willing to help out in any way they can. You know, of course, with the exception of if we were to have a huge storm, you know, something bad happens. But in that case, the chances of us going to a wrestling tournament are pretty slim, too. So.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, congrats on the new gig and everything. Can't wait, I'm sure. You know, it's going to be a fast summer. You get some work done in the summer. I'm sure some camps and stuff like that, kids individually, maybe some team camps. And before you know it, it's fall football and stuff like that, and you're on the wrestling mats before you know it.
Yes, the off-season, quote-unquote, for wrestling doesn't ever seem very long. It seems like it goes by in the blink of an eye. Maybe not this year, where, you know, things are going to be different next year and I'll be taking the helm. It might take a little longer in the off season this year because I'll be so excited to get after it at the beginning of the high school season.
Congrats on the new coaching position. Looking forward to, I'm sure Coach Umscheid told you about all the times and working with the media and stuff like, it's a piece of cake and everything. Yeah, you bet. It's easy. We get along with each other. We really do. But Coach Kalinske might not want the 6:30 calls in the morning like Coach Umscheid. We might have to work out a little something different on that one.
Well, we'll see.
Are you early bird in the morning?
A little earlier because, you know, I got to be working at 7, so.
I'm here 5 o'clock every morning.
There you go. Well, we can work out a perfect time then.
There you go. Coach, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Rich.